This is Radio 1's Newsbeat.
Here's a ridiculously big number for you. 8.8 trillion. That's 8.8 million million. Hard to imagine. If you tried to count to it, you would die first. But that is how much in pounds the USA is in debt. Now President Obama is about to push through a deal that will allow his country to go into even more debt. But many politicians there think it's the only way to fend off another recession. To explain more, here's Dave Howard, our reporter in the States.
If you want, you could stand here all day, watching America's national debt tick upwards on a giant digital counter.
Every time I look at it, the numbers keep going and going, never stop.
Nino runs a bagel stand nearby.
We got everything, raisins, sesame, poppies, whole wheat, plain.
Whole wheat,
please. Whole wheat, okay. It's crazy. I don't want to see it no more. They better take it away from there.
Right now, it's at $14.5 trillion. That's nearly £9 trillion, or enough to fund NASA's space program for 800 years.
It's climbing by $10,000 every second.
They should be starting to worry about it big time, definitely.
We found this pair taking a break from work. They sell advertising.
Hi, I'm Drew.
Hi, I'm Laura.
We're both 24 and we're hanging out drinking a milkshake.
That's a lot of money to be climbing every single second of every single day.
Like a lot of people, they've been watching and waiting for weeks as politicians here wrangle over their country's debt problem.
It affects credit, it affects interest rates.
Now they've only got until tomorrow to agree how they're going to raise the upper limits on the amount America can borrow. They say they're getting closer to a deal, but with just hours to go now, it's still not certain.
People that are trying to buy homes, trying to establish their lives when they're young, like us. It's worrying.
It's not likely, but in a worst-case scenario, America wouldn't be able to pay its bills or the wages of people like troops or teachers.
In order to stay the economy that we are, we had to come to a compromise.
All this matters to us because the UK's economy is closely linked to the US. The recession we've just been through started here and rippled out to hit us and the rest of the world. So Britain, Europe and elsewhere are all with Drew, Laura and Nino, hoping things get sorted out.
It's going to affect the whole world.
Where are we going to go? Where's the money? Somebody got the money, huh?
BBC.
Radio 1.
Newsbeat.